Hello and welcome to the first of what I hope will be many episodes of the Knit a Nerd podcast. My name is Polo. Today I'm going to begin by talking about my trip to Manitoulin, or more importantly, the yarn that I found there on my last day. Now, Manitoulin is a large freshwater island, in fact the largest freshwater island in the world, and on the island there are more lakes, and on some of the lakes there are more islands, so it's like Lakeception. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty island, but it's hard to get around, and I don't think I'll be going back, but I did enjoy my week there. However, while I was there, I passed a yarn store, or at least a store that sold yarn, but I couldn't find it again, and I was very disappointed because buying yarn from a holiday destination is quite important to me, especially if it's locally produced. I don't really care about going somewhere and buying their local Walmart Red Heart. It's not really very special. But I bought some yarn on the last day because we went to a farmer's market in Gore Bay. And my friend pointed out that there was a stall right next to me that I hadn't noticed yet, absolutely full of yarn. It's all locally sourced wool, and it's very crispy wool, you know, the kind that really feels like it's just come off the sheep. You can even pull off bits of straw and things from it, which some people don't like, but I find really enjoyable. I don't know what that says about me. The yarn is Fresh Isle Fibres. I will provide a link in the show notes. There are some normally dyed things, some hand-painted with chemical dyes, but the ones that caught my attention were the ones that were dyed with local plants in a natural way. The one that I'm knitting at the moment is the sock. It will be two socks once it's done. It's a lovely green and pale yellow colour. So the pale yellow is actually, it's pretty green itself, just the yellowy green, and it's dyed with goldenrod and indigo, I believe, and it's variegated and it's very quick stripes, and it's got the way that the first sock is knitted out. There's a big snake of dark green down the middle of the foot, which turned out surprisingly well. Entirely accidental, but really cute. These socks are going to be for my friend Lucy, who recently gave me some good news, and these are celebratory socks for her. She's back in Glasgow, so she needs warm feet. Scotland's cold and damp. I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying that. But England is also quite damp as well, and often cold. So does it count as discrimination when it's true? The other colours I got, unfortunately they didn't have any woad. She has got some that she's dyed with woad, but I had none with her on the day, which was quite disappointing. But I did get two more colours. One was a darker green, and one was a pale yellowy green. I can't remember what those two are dyed with, and I don't have them with me. But it's natural colours, and I will be doing a follow-up blog post on these yarns at some point. So on the last day, I managed to find these yarns and bring them home with me, even though we had no room or money for the trip home. But you know, yarn is important, and considering that it's naturally dyed and locally sourced, it was a real steal. It wasn't very much at all. I was very happy with my purchase, even though it was sweltering in the heat of the last day. So that was my trip to Manitoulin and my yarn adventures. This is just a quick podcast for my first go. I'm hoping to do some subsequent podcasts with a bit more substance. This is just to try it out. So thank you for listening to The Knitter Nerd. My name is Polo. Enjoy your stitching, nerds.